So the title of my sermon this morning is "The Holy Spirit Came on All Who Heard the Message." So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, here in our sanctuary and online virtually, where do you keep God? Do you keep God in your heart? Do you keep God in your soul? Do you keep God in your mind? Do you keep God in your hands? Do you keep God in your church? Or, do you keep God in a box? A box that conforms to your imagination about what God should be like. A box that makes God manageable. A box of preconceptions and expectations about God. A box that ultimately diminishes God. Perhaps you keep God in a box like this. Yeah, I could take this anywhere, and when I get tired of it, I just put it back here and forget about it. Dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, lift up your beloved community here and online so we may re-experience the power and the energy of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. So where do you keep God? You know, we've been on several spiritual journeys this spring. Has God been going along with you? We were on a Lenten journey towards Jesus arising on Easter. We're on a resurrection journey right now towards Jesus ascending into heaven. And then we will be on an ascension journey towards the Holy Spirit descending on the disciples at Pentecost. So where do you keep God? Well, our second reading this morning told us something. It told us about the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the disciples. And have you ever considered that the Holy Spirit, the subject of our first song this morning, the subject of our reading this morning, is possibly the least appreciated person in the Trinity? Now, in the Old Testament, the Jewish people focused on Father God. And you know what Father God looks like, an older man with long hair and a beard sitting on a throne, appearing suddenly. And this is the way the Old Testament imagined Father God. Although, can we see the next slide? I prefer this version. Nothing like a divine being that's also losing their hair, I tell you. But in the New Testament, we Christians, we don't focus on the Father as much as we focus on the Son, Jesus. And many of you have seen this image. This was written by made by a painter named Walter Salmon. It's been reproduced over 500 million times. 500 million times. So for many, many, many billions of people, this is the way they see Jesus. However, not all people see Jesus this way. Next slide. I saw this image of Jesus in an AME church in Harlem one Sunday. So not all people see Jesus in the same way. But what about the Holy Spirit? We have Father God. We have Jesus as a shepherd, Jesus as a teacher, Jesus with muscles. But what about the Holy Spirit? What is our image of the Holy Spirit? Wait, a bird? That's it? The Holy Spirit is a bird? Where do you keep God? especially if the Holy Spirit God is a bird. Even if that Holy Spirit God bird shoots lasers. Bruce, you can leave this up the rest of the time. Yeah, a laser. Now, this is more my cup of tea. A laser shooting Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit I've always seen as the wildest, most unpredictable person in the Trinity. It's the Holy Spirit on Pentecost that comes down in a gust of wind. It comes down on flames and fire. The Holy Spirit is the wild part of the Trinity. In my mind, and the Holy Spirit shooting lasers is not so bad either. Because maybe with those images that I showed you at first, the older man God, the Jesus God with the, you know, light skin, blonde hair, maybe we've become too comfortable with how we see God. Maybe we just think of Father God as the deity who, you know, already created the earth. And maybe we see Jesus as the deity who already redeemed us. And if that's how we think of God, God of the already been there, done that, well, then maybe we just always fall into putting God in a box. Because that's the way we've always done it. And if you notice in our scripture this morning, Peter, the head disciple, the one who Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, Peter fell into the same thing. Peter had become very comfortable with Jesus. And Peter had taken Jesus and the teachings of Jesus and did what was best for Peter. Peter put Jesus in a Jewish God box. Because even as a disciple of Jesus, Peter still maintained Jewish dietary laws. And even as a disciple of Peter still kind of had a standoffishness about the non-Jews, the Gentiles. And even as a disciple of Jesus, Peter still thought in the back of his mind, you know, maybe really the Messiah only came for the Jews, not the Gentiles. Do you see what happens when we put God in a box? And maybe Peter and his disciples were too comfortable with that. So where do you put God, especially the Holy Spirit? Now, as I mentioned, the backstory to our reading this morning was Cornelius was a Roman centurion. And Cornelius called for Peter to come to him. And so Peter came thinking, oh yeah, I'm a big, you know, I'm going to preach, I'm going to teach, I'm going to convert Cornelius and his family. Yeah, I can do this. But when Peter got there, something surprising happened. Because the Holy Spirit came into that scene. The Holy Spirit was shooting lasers of grace into that scene. And here's what happened at Cornelius' house. And the Reverend Wendell Pendleton Peary has such a beautiful way of describing this. Arriving at Cornelius' house, Peter started to explain about the God who was giving Cornelius visions. But before Peter could finish, the Holy Spirit short-circuited the usual order of things, poured into the room, and all of a sudden, the footprint of the church got much, much bigger. Peter came with one understanding of God, and the Holy Spirit blew into the room and opened everybody's eyes to a new understanding of God and a new understanding of who God was coming for to give grace and love to in this world. Many people consider this passage in the Acts of the Apostles as the Gentile Pentecost. The Gentile Pentecost. The Holy Spirit blew into that room, and Peter, who was busy, I'm splaining this, you know, got blown out of the water by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit broke out of the box that Peter had put him in. And I found this wonderful thought by Bishop Will Willimon from North Carolina. And Bishop Will Willimon is speaking to us with these words. Evangelism, in other words, ministry, is a matter of a church in good enough condition to keep up with the frenetic movements of the Holy Spirit without passing out. Royal Oak, I love that quote. Evangelism is a matter of a holy church, that would be us, in good enough condition to keep up with the frenetic movements of the Holy Spirit without passing out. The frenetic movements of our laser shooting God. When we keep God in a box, and okay, it's very nice and convenient to put God in a box. Yep, there you are, God. I hear you. What? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Were you speaking to me, God? I can't hear you. Yeah, that's convenient. But we become out of God shape. When we put God in a box, we cannot keep up with the frenetic movements of the Holy Spirit. We start to forget who God is, what God is capable of, who God can reach, and all of the infinite possibilities that our infinite God can do. So where do you keep God, especially a Holy Spirit God? Because Jesus gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Before he ascended into heaven, he told the disciples in the Gospel of John on two different occasions that he would send them the Holy Spirit to be their advocate, their sustainer, their comforter, their paraclete. Because Jesus wants us to continue to grow in God's grace and love, to continue to discover God's presence, and to continue to push our boundaries to bring God's good news to all people. The Holy Spirit could easily be called our to continue God, because the Holy Spirit is pushing us and sustaining us to continue and continue and continue. And Jesus left the Holy Spirit with us and in us because he knew that someday we would be a beloved worshiping community living and struggling in the midst of a pandemic and its wide-reaching effects. Perhaps we need a Holy Spirit laser-shooting God bird to open us up to the miraculous possibilities that God is offering to us and waiting to help us achieve. Did you remember the title of my sermon, "The Holy Spirit Came on All Who Heard the Message"? Well, Reverend Dr. Stacy Johnson recently talked about the challenge that all churches are having today in this world at this time, and the need to hear the message of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Johnson's words: "The church that we have given our lives to is facing a tsunami of change." A tsunami is a wall of water of unprecedented power that destroys things in its path. The church we have given our lives to is facing a tsunami of change. Our worship, the ways we communicate, the expectations we have of our members, our place in the culture. Does this sound familiar? We are going through all of this as every church in our country is going through all of this. A tsunami of change. But Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, we have been given this lectionary reading this Sunday to remind us that bringing the Holy Spirit into our lives gives us the same gift that Peter was given when Peter went to Cornelius' house. Because Peter discovered that, whoa, God is here. God is present. God is in control. And God is moving in us. When we open ourselves to receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, we can do anything. Those lasers are awesomely powerful. So how do we do this? Now, I know we pray every day, and we pray to God the Father. We pray to Jesus. But perhaps each morning before we get out of bed, perhaps we could say this. Dear God, help me to remember that I am baptized by water and the Holy Spirit. And help me to open myself to the actions of the Holy Spirit this day. And imagine what the Holy Spirit will do in your lives. Now more than ever, we need the wild, the wonderful, the laser-shooting Holy Spirit to sustain us, to comfort us, to lift us, to guide us, to give us the truth of God. Because the Holy Spirit is God and speaks God's truth as God speaks. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, you have felt the Holy Spirit acting in this church. And we pray that we feel the Holy Spirit moving in this church again and again and again. And I give thanks to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for everything the Holy Spirit is moving and creating in this place. Amen.